This show is not for the easily offended. So if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Hello, and welcome to Noise Box. I'm your host, Derek Howard. All right. Last night, this is all going to be the same. Last night, I posted a question on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+, because I usually get different answers if I ask questions to all three of them. And I get different types of responses, you know. So here are the responses I got to the same question. This question for podcast listeners. Do you visit the websites of the shows to which you are subscribed? Now, I was going to put down, do you visit the websites of shows you're subscribed to? But I don't want to end it on the word to. Anyway, let me start off with Google+. Because I only got three responses there. and I'm not going to mention any names. But very few people answer this question, people I don't know. So these are all friends of mine. First one. The main reason I do is if I post here with a quote, I usually try to look up the episode URL to add as a link. Regularly, probably not. Next one was yes, especially if they are transcribed or have very detailed show notes. May need the correct spelling of that tool, resource, or book that was mentioned. Very good point. I will rarely visit the website of the podcast I'm listening to, usually only to access their forums or if they have special blog content. So from Google+, it seems that the website is mostly used as a to verify research, basically to verify what was said on the show. Twitter had a bunch. And the first one is rarely. I usually just go to iTunes unless I need an older episode and I'm not at home. Very rarely, only if there's something special, show notes or links, or to find old episodes not on iTunes. Not usually, unless there's no sign of a show when it's supposed to be there. Only if I need some information, email address, etc. Not usually, if there's a if there's non-podcast content on the website, then yes. Typically not. Most have no reason to go. All their content is in the podcast. Used to for select comic shows only. Only Collected Comics Library now. Because Chris at Collected Comics Library has a lot of content that he can't really go into detail on his podcast. So that one definitely makes sense. One, just rarely. I don't. I just listen. I'm a classic lurker. LOL. Usually only to watch it live because most are simply just feeds and not communities or news. Occasionally for information. Almost never, but if there's something specific, I check it out or the forums. And finally, sometimes, but it isn't a must-do for me. Once again, I'm getting the impression that people on Twitter who answer this question do not unless there is something extra, you know, or if they want to verify. So right now for mostly it's verification. Well, I take it back. There's also archives. There's verification, archived episodes, and, you know, research verification. I think I said that twice. I don't remember. Now on Facebook, sometimes if there are show notes, I may need to check, or maybe if there are videos or pics mentioned on the show, there you go. No. There you go. Lately, I do much more than I used to, probably because I'm not really using a podcast client. Almost as easy to just check out the website and stream it. Sometimes I will check them out to see if they have more content on the website other than just the shows. I visit the website. I like some form of an episode talkback, be it forum or blog. Rarely, but when I do, it is because they mention another site and say the link will be in the show notes. Almost never. Not often. Something we struggle with all the time for our shows. You put so much work into a site and people are just subscribing and never visiting. Yep, not often, but I will now and then. I echo what previous commenter said. I'll check it for show notes, links mentioned, or pictures. And finally, I am subscribed to over 50 podcasts and have ever visited maybe 10 show pages and regularly visit maybe 2 or 3. So, the impression I'm getting is that for the vast majority of people who listen to podcasts, the podcast is pretty much all they need. They just need the content that's on there. I'm getting sort of like mixed feedback almost. Some people say they don't go there, and others say they go there for, you know, if there's extra stuff or if there's like, you know, a lot of work put into a website. So it's either put in the website, you know, put in more time for the website to add extras for like some of the people. I mean, you see what I'm saying? It's like if I put in a whole bunch of effort for the website, and I have a bunch of different podcasts, I have a bunch of different websites, but if I'm putting extra effort on the websites, there's no real guarantee that people are even going to show up. You know what I mean? So this really is making me reconsider how I handle some of the podcast websites. I think some of them can just be for show archives, you know, like I think that, let me put you like this, with Noisebox, I've only gotten 2 comments ever. And one of them was to tell me that I was missing a link. But, that was back when I put regular links in the shows because I played music all the time. I only play music. I always want to put links to either where you can get the music or more about the band. Since I no longer do that, I don't get as many. You know, I don't have as many links in the show notes or on the site. And it's funny because out of the 2 comments, one of them happened before I went to know music, and one this happened after. So this particular podcast, I don't know how I'm going to handle the site. I don't know if I want to put in more, and even still, I don't know what I would put on the website because this is just my thoughts unless I use that as a blog. But I have 2 other, you know, general purpose blogs. One is for my family stuff at DerekHoward.com, and the other is just, I don't know, just stuff I put out there now that I think about it. And that's at Cafrico.com/blog. So I don't know. I don't know what this has taught me, but it's taught me that out of all of it, I think the one thing that it's taught me is that I may be overestimating the value of my website for the vast majority of the listeners. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I will hopefully be back soon with another episode.
Oh my goodness.